what's been the biggest, you know, you guys slumped for a couple games in a running game there, you know, earlier in November. What's been the difference these past few games? What are you doing better in the running game lately?
Well, you know, I think, hey, we're just executing the way we're supposed to be doing things better. Up front, they're doing a better job, and, you know, there's going to be certain weeks that, you know, you may not be as productive in certain areas of your game plan that you'd like to be, and but they've done a nice job the last couple weeks.
Coach talked about, you know, only one negative run in 45 plays. Just what is Noshon and actually Correll yesterday, what were they doing that helped them?
Well, you know, we've always emphasized that from day one, not to have negative runs. And, you know, they've been doing a great job all year long of taking what the defense gives them. And hey, if the hole's not there, cut it up and just get what you can, but get back to the line of scrimmage. Don't try to, you know, bounce all around, do, you know, run circles around everybody and then have a big minus play to where you put yourself in a bad situation, you know, whether it's going to be second long or third and long. So they've done a nice job of just reading the holes up front and what the linemen are, how we're trying to block a certain play, and taking what the defense gives us and hit the crease when it's there.
Something about their skill set that allows them to avoid those negative runs?
Well, you know, they're both very talented kids that can play and make a lot of big plays, and they got a good burst. When those plays are there, they hit them and get up on a safety as soon as they can.
How important was it that they seemed to be able to exploit different sides of the field at different times in the game in terms of, you know, how the defense approaches which side to maybe focus on?
Well, as an offense, you always want to be as balanced as possible so you're not one-dimensional and there's not a key. So both sides of the lines, whether we're going right or left, did a nice job yesterday, opened up some holes, and we called the game accordingly.
Are there any particular challenges in a speed defense like Indianapolis has?
Well, of course, you got to do a great job blocking the edges and pass protection. They do a great job of rushing the passer. They always have created a lot of problems for you. So we've got to do a good job, you know, with their speed on the edge and be smart with how we're going to approach it.
What are they doing? They got a new coordinator in there. What are they doing differently this year? I don't know how much you've really, you know, had a chance to study them, but maybe
we're just getting into that right now. So I can't make a lot of comments on that. We just got done with the meetings, recapping the game from yesterday. So we're just starting to move towards them right now.
What were your thoughts of that game yesterday overall? What did you guys do well? What did you guys need to improve on?
Well, we did a nice job running the ball. You know, anytime you carry the ball as many times as we did and have the productivity, you know, you're happy with that when you can do that. And some things in the passing game we like to work on. You know, we made some plays when the opportunities were there, but we missed a couple opportunities that, you know, you wish you had back to say, you know, third down. Missed a couple throws here and there, and just some minor little details we need to clean up in the passing game.
Has Peyton Hillis earned him more time in this offense?
Well, you know, we take it week by week, and we have a plan each week, and the two guys that are playing ahead of him right now have done a nice job, and this is what the business is all about. Make the most of your opportunities when they're there, and Peyton did a nice job stepping in at the end last night and doing what he did.